This is Davinston.
All right, last segment of a long show, but hey, we're not going to be here next week, so we're giving you extra goodness. That's what we do.
Can I just tell you something funny I saw?
This is not the right place for that.
Okay. Apparently, outside of the Denver International Airport, there's this art piece. It's a big blue horse rearing up on its hind legs with glowing red eyes, and the art piece is called Mustang, but the locals refer to her as Blucifer because the 32-foot tall horse fell on its creator and killed him. Oh my god. And they have this outside of the airport. Welcome to Denver, where we have killer art. Christ. Alright, sorry, I enjoyed it.
So when's the funny story?
Yeah.
Okay. She's cute. All right. We'll do a little Scam Busters. Update everybody on the BitConnect thing, the lawsuit. I haven't done that in a while. So YouTube has been named in a class action lawsuit tied to the collapse of BitConnect, the cryptocurrency lending platform widely accused of fraud. Remember I told you about making liable?
Yeah. Yes.
Lisa,
yes.
Sorry, Lisa just said there's no sound again.
There should be sound. Everything. Let's see. Do we have sound? Yeah, everything's working. Lisa had an issue last week that was on her, because everything's working on this end.
They want to know if somebody spilt water.
Yeah, everything's working on my end.
Okay.
So, Lisa just might have to refresh.
No, Oh. Trucker Tom said, no, there's sound. Pip just attempted to contribute to the show.
It's nice to have Tom back there, just doling out insults.
Ow, Tom!
You know, I would think Tom, now that he has a significant other, he needs it more, because if he wants to keep her, he can't show that side of her.
No, no, it's
funny,
like,
yeah,
well,
right?
We can let it out here.
Nice
now he knows what we go through. There's a time and a place for that type of snarkiness. Mm. And if you want to keep somebody in your life, yeah, you can't really show that side to them. You can show how it could be used for good in dealing customer service situations.
Right.
But you can't unleash that type of nastiness on them.
Not on the significant other, but I'm not his significant other, so
right, no,
go right ahead.
Absolutely. That's why we appreciate that type of awful. And funny, too. See, that's what funny sounds
so
like.
So you don't appreciate my type of awful, but his type of awful.
Listen, when you had the joke about Joe touching his keyboard, who was your biggest champion?
Oh, that's true.
I was very impressed.
But he says, oh, really? She's more of a smartass than me. Okay, well, I think you've met your match, Dom.
People we won't be inviting over for dinner.
Well, because they live far away.
No, because they're nasty. One of them is enough. Two of them? Fuck. I'm exhausted. I'm working here. I don't got time for that.
You've invited us, sucker.
Yeah, well, I'm an asshole. Anyway, so BitConnect shut down in January, which followed a series of warnings from U.S. investors, triggered a number of investor lawsuits, including one filed in late January in Florida. BitConnect's platform was tied to a token and in-house crypto exchange, both of which have gone defunct in the months since. Defunct. It was once valued at $400. Now the token's worth 50 cents apiece.
God almighty, investing in that, you'd be so fucked.
Well, that's why so many people thanked me for fucking revealing.
For saying, don't go there.
Yeah. The lawsuit later became a consolidated class action following a court ruling in June, coming in the wake of claims of an ongoing inquiry by Federal Bureau of Investigation. The lawsuit faults YouTube for negligence and not policing the content on its site, particularly promotional videos by BitConnect boosters and affiliates, more tightly. The plaintiffs wrote that all told, the top 10 most popular BitConnect affiliates published over 70,000 hours of unedited content, generating 58 million views and luring hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands of victims.
Oh my God.
YouTube, according to the lawsuit, failed as a gatekeeper to protect its users. Google, YouTube's parent company, notably moved in March to ban cryptocurrency ads, including those tied to international coin offerings. Coin offerings. That policy went into effect last month. In an email to CoinDesk, David Silver, founder of the Silver Miller law firm that filed the class action suit, urged the company to take responsibility for its alleged role. I'm sure he did. The platform allowed BitConnect to reach hundreds of thousands of potential investors all while YouTube was aware that BitConnect was a scam. There's the crux. You got to prove that YouTube knew it was a scam because there was whispers.
Right.
As the old saying goes, sometimes when you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. There's the fucking crux, though.
Yeah.
This is going to be very interesting to see if Google has to pony up money in this.
Yeah.
So do you think they should be held liable?
If they willingly knew that was a scam.
So we agree. Yeah. So I agree. If they knew it was a scam, and you can prove that, which is going to be hard.
Right. Well,
yeah.
You say you could prove that. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you could prove that it's going to be hard. How would it be hard?
You have to prove that because people were whispering that it was a Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. But you would have to prove that YouTube was allowing these videos to continue after they knew that it was indeed a Ponzi
scheme. You'd have to subpoena memos and texts,
right,
and stuff like
know.
That, you know. But if that's the case, yeah, they could be held.
Right. I think it's really hard to prove. Listen, I don't blame the lawyer for going after the big company. That's what you always do.
Oh, yeah.
Because BitConnect's got no more fucking money.
Deep pockets.
Well, maybe they do have money, but I don't know.
No, but it's true. I mean, they were really, like, by leaving that up knowingly, they're coercing people to invest in it.
I think the question becomes, do you want more content on the internet or on places like YouTube and Facebook, or less content, but the content will you have will be better policed? I think that's what it's coming down to. What do we, because that's what, that's ultimately we're going to get the decision. We're right. going to get to decide what we want.
I would say probably better police, for the simple reason is that you can't. Well, that's a freedom, you know, free speech issue, right? But it's a private platform.
Right.
It's a private platform.
So,
if I'm going onto a private platform, I would expect a little bit more policing because I am going on a private platform.
But you're not paying for the service. You're not paying for it. So the question will be...
But still, it is a private place that I'm choosing to go on.
We'll get
on.
The answer when somebody competes with YouTube and has either more or less policed than YouTube.
We're going to get the answer when they're made account. Going back to what you were saying, your point, you're going to get it more policed when it starts to hit them in the pocket. That's on both Facebook and YouTube.
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to prove it in this particular lawsuit.
I don't either. How can you prove that they knew?
Right, and I think that's what it is. You're responsible, and even then, if you did know, then you got to convince the court.
Well, we'll do updates on the story as it progresses.
I guess everybody gets homework now, don't they, Joe? Hmm. All right, we'll do a little bit of Ann Jackson. We'll get out of here. Pip, give me some categories.
Okay. Well, we're going to go with the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. Then our second category is going to be liar.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. And so I'm still going to try this. Third category is you choke my money.
Oh, you choke my money. Always fun.
Always fun.
Joe, what do you got?
I got five, four Mr. Davins,
okay.
Five liars, and three you choke my money.
Wow.
Going high.
Yeah. I'm going to say six Mr. Davins. Three liars and one you choke my money.
All right.
We have Joe's girl weighing in with five Mr. Davins.
Everybody's going high tonight. Wow.
Three liars and no you choke my money.
And the funny thing is, you know, when you mentioned that comment, I'm like, well, the segment's not that long, but there's just, you get a gut feeling.
Okay.
I could do a fucking long segment. I just figured people wanted to leave.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah.
Which people would they be? Us?
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Hysterical.
You it's your house. You want to leave, too.
That's funny.
Everybody wants to leave. Okay. So Lisa had a reboot because she was the issue with the thinking that she had
out. No, listen, I appreciate Lisa trying to inform us of the error.
And if Tom pops in with a vote, I will describe it and then let you know at the end.
All right. October 4th, 2014. Mr. David.
Why? Dude.
It's not a hand job, it's a rub by.
rub by.
I will not reply to anyone. If you read the full header, it is like brown cotton's very similar. I go, because they're both scammers. The FBI told you as much. So that was actually from October 3rd, but I added that in. But
okay.
So October 4th. She goes, I'm asking a person who can help me prove it as scam. I sent that mail to FBI Washington, D.C. I go, who's the person? She goes, by the way, I will call FBI soon. These days I've been busy and exhausted. Too much work to do for my jobs. And here's the subject, the hacker. The hacker from USA is trying to hack me. Me.
Oops.
Sorry. This is the IP located in USA. USA. And the email is rfggg@mbargmail.com. And it's replying to Ira Curry 1 at 126.com. What are you up to?
No.
What are you doing? You doing homework?
Yeah. Are you playing for the other side? No. Ira? Is that your alias, Ira?
Ira.
Is
it a combination of the two of you? What's going on?
That's hysterical. It's hysterical.
Ira Curry.
To info@AOL.com. Let's see. Please send us your information to claim a donation prize of $600,000 from Ira Curry. Send contact. No,
what's the spell? How's it spelled?
IraCurry.
Okay.
Yeah, like you couldn't possibly fucking lie online. It's in the spelling. I know how to spell my name.
You know how Woodward and Bernstein were Woodstein? Ira Curry, right here.
Occupation, age, address. And I go, typical spam scam letter. Your spam filter should catch it. We all get those.
Yeah.
October 5th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Oh, there's one.
I dare tell you that this scammer is a terrorist.
Okay, how so?
Mr. Davin!
Oh, two.
Two.
I cannot locate this person's IP. None identified. Mr. Davin!
Three.
Firing him off.
Holy crap.
I use another tool to locate IP, and this is the IP. The host name is smtp106@mail@yahoo.com. IP address, country, United States. Continent, North America. Location, Sunnyvale, California. Gives me the IP address, latitude and longitude. Organization, Yahoo. ISP, Yahoo.
I was going to say, Sunnyvale, California, that sounds familiar. I think that's one of the locations of one of the servers for, like, a company like Yahoo.
And she gives me the IP address.
Idiot.
I already said to Mr. Davin, I use another tool to locate IP address. I said that right? Yes.
Yes.
This is all Yahoo, Time Zone, Los Angeles.
Great investigative reporting there, Anne.
And I say, that is the location of Yahoo.com's offices, not the spammer.
Right.
She's not so much at this.
No.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, four.
I found the truth. Melvin Santos shares his mail address with Eric Bohr. I will show you the truth later. I need to break. Mr. Davin!
Five.
Or I can say he is a Yahoo boy. Remember, that's the one.
Yahoo boy!
That's what they call the Yahoo Messenger, which they don't have anymore as a tool. But that's where the scammers were. This one is highly possible from a scammer. And this is from Inga Britt Alnius, and to her Yahoo account. Return path FBI OFFICN 24 at live.com. Like it's an FBI office.
I don't know.
And then just look up. It's not blacklisted. Again, Sunnyvale. This is Green's full header. Only one left. Bullet mail by Green. Before, please see my research. And then it's more United States stuff, currency. This is Washington, California, Los Angeles, ISP Quadranet.
What's that?
I don't know. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, six.
This is Eric Bohr's mail IP. And then this one says, continent Africa.
Okay.
Country Ghana, capital Accra. City location Accra. And it gives the...
Shocking.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, unknown internet speed, IP language English, received by, gives the IP address. I go, yes, which proves he's a Ghanaian scammer, not some Interpol agent from Europe.
Really?
Mr. Davin!
Ooh, seven.
This is scammer Melvin Santos IP. And then this is Africa, Ghana. Yeah, more of that.
Yes.
I go, may very well have been the same person playing both parts or working together in a scam syndicate.
You don't say.
Mr. Davin!
Eight.
Wow, kicking ass here.
Yeah.
If I am not wrong, but you are, Melvin Santos is real and Eric Bohr can change IP. Please see the first mail sent by Melvin Santos to me. And then she sends me the IP address. And this is Texas, Dallas, Limestone Networks, Time Zone America, North Dakota Center. I'm just looking over the stuff, the IP. I go. There are free products on the market which enable to change how your IP address shows up.
Yeah.
You can just do that. You can use a proxy server. She says, Mr. Davin!
Ooh.
This is the mail from Eric Bohr, who can change his IP. No, that one she sent before.
Hey, Joe, you forgot to say internet roll call.
Oh, yeah, no, it was only two.
Yeah, no, it's slow roll call.
Oh, okay. All right. No, all right. All right. All right. Oh, ah, yeah. Okay. Because I'm like, well, I didn't miss roll call. No, okay. Yeah, slow roll call. I got it.
She's going through them all.
Roll call.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, 10.
This is the real IP for Melvin Santos, while he replied to me many times before. I mean, this is the United States, North America, Kansas City, Missouri, organization Data Shack, LC.
Data Shack, baby Data Shack.
Data Shack.
Your jukebox money.
This is another mail replied by Melvin Santos.
Mr. Davin, rest. Data Shack. Data
Shack. Doesn't Sorry. Count when you say it. That does not count towards the total. Be no cheating. This is another mail replied by Melvin Santos on the same day. The result is the same. And this is from UNGDAIDGS at secretary.net. We've seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Server can't find the IP address. Not blacklisted. Washington, Missouri. Yeah, same shit. Mr. Davin.
Oh, 11.
I sent mail to EFCC. And maybe they will arrest this criminal. I need to go to bed because I am tired. I cannot sit at the desk too long.
Okay.
Mr. Davin.
12.
Firing him off.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Davin, these nets.
Slow down, sister. Slow down, sister.
She's in the zone.
I'm Pavlovian. Mr.
She's
Davin.
Mr. Davin drunk.
You really, yeah, ethnicity doesn't make a difference.
Only in comedy, apparently. These people are in American soil. Oh, then they're dead if they're in American soil.
How far down?
And, right? And the authorities in your country can arrest them. Why not? I did expose it, and I will send the truth to every authorities.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is October 6th. Idiot Melvin Santos.
Yeah. Just randomly.
Yeah.
Just.
That one.
If you do not reply to me where my funds are, you will know what is going on. I am going to do unrest report, blah, blah, blah. I do not believe in you or anyone because all of you destroy my hole.
Wow.
And there we go. There we go. Well, Pip. You know about a destroyed hole. You had a little empathy for the old gal.
She's singing my song.
Quite the damage Anne's been taking on. And, you know, there is a lot of roll call there, so that hole would be destroyed.
I would say, twice over.
Poor gal. I did ask you why I need to cooperate with James H. Miller. He is a fucking asshole. Apparently so is her hole.
Which one are we talking about?
Either or. And he's a real scammer.
The way she wrote it. He's a fucking asshole.
Cooperating with Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, and Parker D. Green. These people are
terrorists. Roll call.
Yes.
These people are terrorists as well as scammers. Nobody can hold down one job. It's a rough economy.
I know.
A lot of people moonlighting.
Yes.
Fuck you, assholes.
That's not in the story. He's just mad at us.
Yeah, he was pointing at us while he was saying
You
it.
Will suffer the true assassination.
Assassination?
You heard me. It's when you kill somebody by assessing their value.
Mm.
It's an assassination.
Assassination.
You will suffer the true assassination from the terrorists because you are using them. You are the animals. Shame on you. And then she goes, this is the person who sent me the mail, and it's the FBI one again. United Nations Office of International Oversight Services. Internal Audit Monitoring Consulting and Investigations Divisions.
They're busy.
For Mrs. Inga Britt Anhaus. Mr. Davin!
Oh.
At that time, Eric Bohr did not know Melvin Santos, really.
Really?
I go, they are fake characters created by a scammer. I do the same thing when I'm scamming scammers.
Yeah, they didn't know each other. Really? How did you assess that?
What was your assassination? Mr. Davin.
Oh, my goodness.
You will always say they are from Ghana. Why not? All I want to say is they choke my money.
Oh, you choke my... They choke my money.
Oh!
Damn!
Killed
Damn!
By a pro.
Wow.
So close.
Your assessment was close.
I'm very annoyed.
All I want to say is they choke my money and they will be the list of terrorists as well as scammers. They do not feel shame. No, they don't. I go, because you sent money there. IP addresses.
You sent a bunny there.
Money, not a bunny.
Oh, I just said bunny.
Not trying to cuddle you, motherfucker.
You know that
oh, you stole
dead.
Bunny, too, yeah, right? Oh, the little bunny hip-em hop-em's coming in.
Hippity-hoppity Easter's on its way. Oh, dead bunny! Sent it in a package.
I said to her, you've sent money there. IP addresses trace back to there. Some have African names who receive money. They write like Africans, etc.
They write like Africans.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, gosh.
OMG, the terrorists are also in USA.
Oh, wow.
And then she sends me a link to an article. ISIS militants use bullets made in U.S., Iran, 19 other countries. This is why the scammers steal U.S. soldiers' photos. Mr. Davin, this scam is not the romance scam, but the real terror attack to defeat the U.S. How sad it is! This is why the scammers steal U.S. soldiers' photos. I go, how do you think I respond?
I don't even know.
I go, the U.S. supplied the Iraq army with weapons. When the Iraqi army fled because of ISIS, ISIS took the weapons that were left behind.
That's why there's all different countries' weaponry and bullets.
And that is where we will leave it. See, nice and quick.
Yeah. That
but a lot in it.
Yeah. God, I'll say. Well, listen, we had 16, Mr.
Jesus
Davin.
That might be an all-time high.
I think
that's,
it is.
And Joe
insane.
Usually with the clock, you go low.
Yeah.
But Joe had a feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe had a feeling a hole was going to be destroyed.
But not 16.
Yeah, I had 6, and it's like, that blew me away. There were no liars, no winners of that. I thought there was going to be a liar. And
there was no liars?
No liar. Not one time did she say liar. Oh, she got asshole out a couple times, but no liar tonight. And so close, but you choke my money, no. So 0 for those. Joe's girl is the only one that guessed anything on the nose. She said, no, you choke my money. So that's the closest we have to a win.
Really? What was the highest of Mr. Davin's?
I said 6, and we had 16. Yeah. So,
and that was with one Mr. David.
Yeah, it was not even. It was not even close.
Wow.
So Joe's girl came the closest.
Yay.
Partisan.
Do you get like a better weekend when that happens, Joe? I don't know why you're so invested.
He's cheering on Joe's girl. What's wrong with that?
I know, but
he gets commission.
That's what I'm asking. Does he get commission?
Yes,
he gets commission.
I'm sure he does.
Maybe he gets omission. I don't know what he gets.
Maybe she gets emission. I don't know.
There's this. Does she get emission?
No.
No?
I'm sorry for you.
Sorry.
Sad little. I guess they just go around redecorating and antiquing.
Hey, there's worse things.
No.
Yes.
No, there's not. Yeah. There's not.
No, beatings.
Beatings? I'll take a fucking beating.
You'll take a beating before you'll antique?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, at least it'll end. Somebody's going to get tired quicker.
You know.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like going to chai. He didn't have fun when we were in Myrtle Beach when we were in
Because it was
store.
A store of shit.
It was a store of little tchotchkes. It was very nice.
Yeah, tchotchkes are good.
Ugh.
Ugh. How do you think I got in my trouble?
Ugh.
It started small.
Funny.
So.
One salt and pepper shaker and then you're done.
Ugh. Theme tchotchke store. Kill yourself.
I love them.
Talib Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally-friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook, be careful, by searching Tao of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner and Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We have one coming up. We'll be announcing it soon. So experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Pip.
You have to listen to Mr. Helix on HudsonRiverRadio.com. You can hear his show live every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. And a lot of good music on that, old stuff and new stuff. So listen to Mr. Helix on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Joe?
I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club tomorrow and Thursday. The show starts at 8 p.m. Dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for information. Then Friday, the 27th and the 28th, I'll be down in Bristol, Pennsylvania at the Comedy Works down there. 9:30 show both nights, 215-741-1661 for reservations and info. And then I'll be back at my home club, Governor's at Levittown, 7 p.m. Go to govs.com or call 516-731-3358 for info.
Tuesday, July 31st, which is why we won't do a show, I'll be in Point Pleasant, New Jersey at Jenks. For tickets, call 732-899-0569. 732-899-0569. And Saturday, August 4th, I'll be in Manhasset, New York at the Shelter Rock Tennis Club. So, yeah, check that out.
They have tennis and they have comedy? It's a tennis club, you said.
Right, and I think the comedy show's for the members. I don't think we're going to be dodging forehands.
I hope not. Not for your sake.
I hope not, too. Not
balls
the way
flying at your face.
Fucking way I piss off people. Don't need that. Don't need to fucking give them speeding objects. It's fucking bad enough when they just have empty glasses to throw at me.
Yeah, really. Don't even let them have the little lid. You know, those things are...
Nothing.
Yeah.
I'll be in my Christ shirt with my American flag.
You'll be in your Christ shirt?
Get here on time, you'll hear the store show. Sorry.
No, it's
something that my feature was selling.
Yeah, she was pandering.
Yeah, very
pandering and selling.
Very pandering. It was an American flag with a cross on it. What did I say? I stand up for God or something?
I stand up for
God in America.
For God in America.
Or something like that.
If you don't like this.
Well, no, that wasn't on the shirt.
Oh.
If the flag offends you, get out of the country because so many people run in horror from the flag. Oh, my God, it's a piece of cloth. The horror.
I'm offended.
Why?
I don't know. That's just pretending.
They should put a flag every place George Washington slept. Yeah. New Jersey will just be covered in a flag.
No, there's actually blue plates.
I know.
On
it's fucking
stands. Yeah, there's blue plates everywhere.